Welcome back to your guide to the 2014 Padres offseason. This is Padres Social Hour, the offseason special from the Social Lounge at Petco Park.
Welcome back, Padres Social Hour. It is an absolutely gorgeous week here in San Diego, and that's good news because the eyes of baseball are upon San Diego. The winter meetings are in town. They have kicked off, and obviously this is a big, big deal. So we brought in Bill Center, our unofficial Major League historian. We're going to call you for the purposes of this, and we're going to put you, Bill, on the Cholula hot seat. The winter meetings for the third time being held here in San Diego. For the baseball fan that has heard about the winter meetings but maybe doesn't know exactly what the winter meetings are, how big of a deal are these things for the baseball teams?
Well, they used to be a lot bigger because this is where the winter meetings are, where big trades were always made, and you could always count on one blockbuster a year. In recent years, there hasn't been that much activity. In fact, we've already had the major free agent signings, which were always done at the winter meetings too. So, but this brings everybody together, the major league brass, the minor league brass. In fact, I've always thought that the more interesting part of the winter meetings has been the minor league side.
Yeah, no, I mean, a lot of people have said that, especially in recent years, as you mentioned. I think a lot of us sort of envision, you know, the smoky lobby and the general managers, you know, meeting in the dark corners or late at night, those kinds of things. You know, as everybody knows, technology has sort of advanced, and
right,
everybody's trying to stay a little bit more out of sight. But there's still a good deal of wheeling and dealing that can take place at
right,
these meetings.
There's a lot of talk, but nowadays, instead of being in the lobby, general managers are in their rooms with their and they've got the ante room with all their stats guys and scouts, and the cell phone has changed and the iPad has changed the winter meetings tremendously.
You're big on the iPad.
I'm looking to get one.
Yeah?
I'm trying to come into this next stage. I think I finally worked out the cell phone.
Yeah, no, you're good with the iPhone.
Right.
You've got apps now.
Right.
And the iPad is the same thing, just bigger.
Right.
So why not?
Right, well,
I think you'll do just fine with that. So the winter meetings are here. Let's do a little history. Third time they've been in San Diego, 1985. That's a long time ago.
Right.
The winter meetings were here. Very different location than where they are this year.
Town and Country Hotel.
Yeah, up there. And in the 60s, the minor league Padres.
Right. And again, it was at the Town Country Hotel. The minor league Padres hosted it one year. They, at that time, they were the premier franchise in the minor leagues. They led the minor leagues in attendance. They had won the PCL title. And they were looking to, you know, they were looking eventually to get to the major leagues. They hosted the winter meetings with the idea of everybody coming out here and seeing what San Diego had to offer.
Now, the winter meetings is a big, broad word or pair of words, I suppose. But there's a lot of different things that go on. So, yeah, we talk about the general managers meeting and texting and calling and talking and wheeling and dealing. But you've got the minor league job fair. You've got, you know, panel discussions and Q&A sessions with all kinds of people from the world of baseball, big league and minor league. If you're interested in working in baseball, these are a great place to go. They've got the job fair. It's a really cool thing.
If you're interested in working in baseball, you have to be here. If you're not here, because this is where everybody can see you eye to eye. Resumes are exchanged. An awful lot of guys we know in the Padres got their first jobs at the winter meetings.
So if you're somebody watching the show or just sort of around and you're saying, oh, man, I would love to work in baseball, this is a great opportunity. There is the formal job fair,
right,
you know, which costs a couple $100 to get into. And, I mean, that's generally how those things work. But then, you hear stories every once in a while of the guy that just hangs out in the lobby of one of the hotels. And the minor league meetings are all at the Hilton Bayfront. And the major league meetings are kind of set up at the Hyatt. And so right there on the waterfront, that's not even a half mile distance, I think, between the two. You know, you walk along the water there and you never know who you might see and who you might bump into.
Right. An awful lot of guys are going to be walking back and forth quite a bit. And, yeah, if you are, I mean, anybody who's younger and interested to get a start in baseball in any capacity, whether it be broadcasting or scouting or whatever, this is a place where you have to be because this is where hires are made.
Yeah, there's no question about it. So pretty cool that it's all taking place here in San Diego. And if you're a baseball fan in the area, it's going to be a fun, neat couple of days. Who knows, maybe you walk around Seaport Village one night and you run into a general manager of a Major League Baseball team or an executive from a Major League Baseball team. You never know.
You'll see a lot of agents here, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, big time. I mean, players will be around, too. I mean,
right,
this is a neat thing. There are awards given out, Hall of Fame announcements, that kind of stuff. It's a big, big week for baseball, and I hope everybody enjoys having it in town. While we've got you here, Bill, quickly, Mark Kotze is going to come up next segment. We'll talk to the new Padres hitting coach. But I know you wrote on Padres.com last week, very excited about this hire. Look, you know, Padres hitting coach, insert joke here. But Mark Kotze is a guy obviously not long out of this game as a player.
Right, and he's still got connections with the clubhouse. He's got connections with the staff. He's got connections with the players. The thing I like and I absolutely love about Mark Kotze is he brings a very grounded, positive attitude. In other words, he's not going to fill you with, you know, hey, I love you, whatever you do. He's going to call you out on things you do wrong and really be supportive. And he was that as a player his last 2 years here. I thought, honestly, they missed him an awful lot last year in the clubhouse. They didn't have that one leader who you could go to. I think Mark is perfectly placed. And the other thing that I think it works is he's got Alonzo Powell to help out on the technical, the mechanical end. And I think that it's – I really – look, moving forward, I didn't see this one coming. I didn't expect it. And the second it happened, I thought, hey, you know, that makes sense on a lot of different levels.
Very cool. We'll talk to Mark Kotze next about all of that. Thanks to Bill Center for joining us and talking about the winter meetings underway now here in San Diego. Bill was on the Cholula hot seat. You handled yourself nicely. Good job. Cholula hot sauce is the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap for a bunch of delicious jalapeno and poblano. Check out the green pepper sauce flavor today. Bill loves the green pepper sauce. Take a break. When we come back, the new hitting coach of the San Diego Padres, Mark Kotze, joins us in this off-season edition of Padres Social Hour.
Stay tuned. Padres Social Hour, the off-season special. We'll be right back, coming to you from the Social Lounge at Petco Park.